This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Taking a couple more phone calls here and then going to Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com. We're hearing your thoughts on the Mueller probe. Rumor is it's coming out this month. Amazon seems to think so. At least they want to profit off those rumors. So will Robert Mueller actually turn in Hillary Clinton for Russian collusion? Let's go to Joe now in Indiana. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, my theory is, first of all, Obama bin Laden's supposedly in Africa setting up basketball teams, and the Clintons have a large estate in New Zealand. Neither country has extradition with the U.S., and the Mueller probe hits the Clintons and Obama bin Laden are going to shuffle off to their little hiding holes.
Yeah, I've heard those theories before. And some people believe that Hillary Clinton and others actually have an ankle bracelet on so they can't leave the country, or they're at least being monitored. Those are some of the Q theories out there.
Well, I don't even know what Q is, but and as far as ankle bracelets, those things, you know, the illegal aliens pop those off every day. I want to give a positive shout-out to InfoWars, though. I have Parkinson's. And as a supplement to my prescription medication, I've been taking Brain Force Plus. My neurologist says it's doing wonders for me.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, Joe. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, we get a lot of great reviews about Brain Force Plus and DNA Force Plus. You know, we're not allowed to say some certain things, but when we have testimonies like yourself, we really appreciate that, Joe. And you can read the testimonies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. So I'm so glad to hear that for you, Joe, in Indiana, that Brain Force Plus has had such a positive impact on your life. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Dave in Vermont. Go ahead, Dave.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want to give you a little plug about the bodies. About 8 months ago, I was shot in the left leg, and it went through the upper thigh. And the entry wound and exit wound showed very, very little inflammation. All the medical technicians and everything were very amazed on how quickly it was healing, and there was very little blood lost. So I know the inflammation properties of that work.
Well, and you can go read it. It's 98% five-star reviews on bodies. I mean, the product is just absolute gold.
Oh, it works. I know that. And on the Mueller part, I think that because the Democrats were so rabid to remove Trump even before he was in office, and was showing that this is all a farce, that the Democratic Party should be liable for the whole complete bill of Mueller and not the taxpayers. And the other thing I was wondering about, Owen, is the Patriot Law still in effect, the Patriot Act? And if so, maybe the Patriots ought to start heating up the tar pot and gathering the feathers and making a march to Washington.
Well, President Trump, I'm not saying that we're getting ready to march to Washington to tar and feather anybody, but President Trump said he wants the biggest 4th of July celebration ever in D.C. this year. And he said that after here at InfoWars, we talked about how that's what we need to do is organize a million people, just pick a date and go to D.C. Next day, Trump announced that. I'm not saying there's any connection there. But that's, I think, one thing to do. But to get back to your statement, imagine you're a accountant, and you've been doing the books for this company for a long, long time, you know, trillion-dollar company, and you've been cooking those books forever. And all of a sudden, a new accountant is coming in here, and you got to hand over the books. And you know all the proof of your money laundering, all the proof of your slush funds and shell accounts, it's all about to be in the hands of this new accountant. And so, yeah, you're panicked. You don't want that accountant in there. You'll lie about that accountant. You'll do anything to keep that accountant away from getting those books that you've been cooking for years. And the Democrats are the easy target right now because they're clearly deranged and the ones that are more corrupt. But it's been the Republicans too, folks. And so, but that's why they're all panicked.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
I can't even believe it, but the third hour of the Alex Jones Show and Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com is joining me. Boots on the ground in Europe, in France, at the Yellow Jacket protests and other European news. He's got all kinds of breaking news right now at Europe.InfoWars.com. Tunisian migrant tells German police he killed his own girlfriend. Backlash after German MP floats support for Muslim chancellor. Hungary PM, no compromises on migration, protecting Christian culture. Swiss government prioritizing security over returning ISIS fighters. Yeah, you can't get into Switzerland, folks. Now, luckily, they have mountains, so they don't really need to build too many walls. But it's tough to get into Switzerland. The UK supermarket to stop selling knives amid stabbing epidemic. My goodness. So Dan Lyman joins us now. Oh, and you know, he also, Dan, were you on lead guitar or rhythm guitar for the Halos?
Lead singer and rhythm guitar, yeah.
Singer and rhythm guitar. So also we're going to talk about some stuff I was talking about yesterday with the bassist from Filter in the music industry. But first, Dan, give us updates on the latest happening in Europe. What's on your radar? What's on the top of your list right now?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we just had week 17 of the Yellow Vest protests. They are still ongoing in France. And from what I can tell, I haven't been to one in a few weeks now, but they seem to be still going strong. Still tens of thousands of people out in the streets protesting against Macron. He has managed to hang in there, which I think is incredible now that we're 4 months into these protests. But the media, as they have done since week two, is downplaying the entire thing, saying that it's losing steam. And maybe that's true. I mean, how much time do people have to protest after 4 months of doing it? But from what I've seen, the things are still going pretty strong, and the response from the police is still as brutal as ever. So I was watching this incredible video the other day. I wasn't sure who posted it, but it was somebody that was following one of these volunteer medics in the streets, because that's how a lot of these people are being treated once they've been shot with flashballs or the stun grenades, or if they've experienced any sort of injury. There are a lot of volunteer medics out in the streets that are working to at least administer on-the-spot first aid. And just watching the harrowing footage reminded me of being on the ground there, but also made me realize these people have been doing this week in and week out, and I do admire their courage.
Well, and I've been seeing just the images on Twitter more than anything of people in the hospital after they get hit with some of these things, after they get brutalized by the cops. I mean, it's really a sad thing to see this in France. And not that I want to digress to another topic, but it's amazing how Justin Trudeau, who is just, I mean, fallen off the cliff as far as popularity is concerned. I mean, like a zero. And then you have Macron here, totally unpopular in France. Anybody could have seen this coming. The police are brutalizing the French people now just for protesting in the streets. So, I mean, I think that people are starting to see how these leaders, they're not there to lead them. They don't really care about the people. They're there as a puppet for somebody else. I mean, otherwise, I feel like Macron would have stepped down by now. I mean, 4 months of this, you'd say, okay, the people don't want me anymore. I've caused this distress. The people of France deserve something to come of this. I'm going to step down. Somebody else can solve this problem. It's obviously not going to be me. But no, you really don't hear anything from Macron or Trudeau. They just disappear into the shadows.
Right, and these guys are just shockingly unpopular in their countries in general, no matter how much they're propped up by the fake media. So you have, like, just the international media propping up someone like Macron and his popularity rating. I think it's below 20 at this point. I haven't seen they haven't taken too many polls lately because they don't want to know. But and then you contrast that against the President Trump, who is just an all-out blitz from the international media against him and is still managing to hold, you know, above 40%, depending on what poll you're looking at, close to 50 of Rasmussen. And so, I do think it's interesting that some of these guys are so unpopular and yet they're still hanging in there, which leads me to believe we're kind of like this new phase, if I had to guess, where the globalists have installed these young men, in many cases, to lead certain key countries. And I don't think they were counting on this backlash, or if they were, they were hoping these guys could weather the storm, which they have so far. And so they're not going anywhere, which I think is very interesting. You do see Merkel seems to be on her way out the door, but they do have someone that looks like basically a clone that looks maybe 30 years younger about to replace her. So my thought is that the globalists have put the people in that they want in some of these countries, and they're just not going to let them be removed, which that presents an interesting challenge for the people that live in these countries.
Well, and I would almost say I don't think that Trudeau and Macron have weathered the storm. I think they've just gone into the storm shelter and barricaded the doors, and it's just like, Katie, bar the door, we're not even going to come out. And so to me it shows how you've got President Trump, let's recall, you know, the entire establishment was against him, the media, both political parties. He's the most highest approved politician right now, like the most highly approved president in modern history. And then you have, you know, Trudeau and Macron, who were totally pushed by the establishment, like endeared by the media, and their popularity continues to sink. So we really have reached, I think, the threshold here, Dan, where not just in America, but just all over the world, people are starting to see the media for what it really is, agenda driven, and they're just totally rebuking it.
Right. And that, I think, is one of the most important things of the Trump candidacy and the presidency. I do have my issues with where the way things are going right now. However, I don't put all the blame on him. He's only one man. But I think it's so important the way that he has illuminated the way that the media works and the fake news. I was just watching a report during when things were really heated between India and Pakistan. And it kind of turned out that Pakistan was putting out a lot of propaganda, you know, saying they had taken down a jet and here was the pilot, and that did happen in some cases. But one of the videos was discovered by Indian media to be an old footage, and the Indian guy, he was obviously reporting in Indian, his local language, but he kept saying fake news, fake news. So it's like, you know, the Trump phenomena has spread worldwide, whether people want to admit to that or not, and people are seeing through the fake news and the fake media across the world.
So overall, though, because we see Theresa May in big trouble and she's not delivering on Brexit, she continues to kind of just try to toe the party line and keep everyone happy, if you will, but no Brexit yet, even though they voted for it. Merkel's ratings down. Macron's ratings are down. And so this whole globalist wave that's been exposed now is kind of just being totally rejected. And so what is the future of the EU? What is the future of the Brexit? What is the future of the Yellow Jacket protest? I mean, just where we stand now, Dan Lyman from Europe Wars, where do you think it all goes from here? Is the EU strong, or is it falling apart?
I don't think the EU is strong at all. I do see certain alliances that are tightening, let's say, between Germany and France, for instance. And I think we're watching, it's kind of interesting with the way that the news cycle is now and the way that we're all plugged into this 24-hour news cycle that a lot of people just didn't have access to. It didn't work that way not too long ago. But I think we're watching in real time as this juggernaut, the EU, is coming apart at the seams. probably could have watched the same thing in the USSR years ago if the internet was around at that time and the press was free to report on it. So it's interesting that we get to experience this, and it feels like, well, we continue to predict that the EU is going to come apart, and we look at these same players, you know, Hungary and Poland are splitting off and doing their own thing in many ways. But in reality, it's only been a couple of years with this kind of this populist revolution, with the start of Brexit, I would say, really kick things off. And now we've really seen since 2015 which countries are going to defend national sovereignty, which are going to keep the migrants out. And that's really the issues now at this point. The lines are being drawn along new political axes. As the Hungarian prime minister actually said the other day, Orbán said that it's no longer left-right issues in Europe as much as it is who is going to defend against migration and who is prepared to just flood their own countries with these people. So that the new lines are being drawn in Europe. I don't see the EU surviving much longer.
And they have to come out and show their hand too, which is, we have to govern you. You're a stupid human. You're low-level scum. And so we have to run your life. And so they warn against the rise of populism. Well, what is populism? Populism is just what the people want. Oh, don't you get it? You are stupid people. You don't get what you want. And so they get to rule your life. And that's what they try to do in Europe. And, well, quite frankly, they're sick of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The insanity, hypocrisy, degeneracy of the left is on full display right now. Cortez is one manifestation, Mueller another, but then there's the yellow jacket protest, there's the Brexit, there's Donald Trump. Now, we're going to highlight some of the leftist hypocrisy coming up here with Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com. But, you know, Dan, I just can't help but want to look at some of these unbelievable hypocrisies that are happening right now. And I think the Media Matters hit piece on Tucker Carlson is like the perfect example where they sit here and they take an interview he did 10 years ago on Bubba the Love Sponge, which is a shock jock radio show. Funny enough, I actually used to... They were syndicated out of St. Louis at the radio station I used to work for. But Jack Posobiec just put out this list of tweets from James Gunn. James Gunn, I mean, folks, you can just look at the weird pedophilic stuff that he talks about. But, you know, Twitter allows him on there, and Media Matters hasn't run a hit piece on him yet. Oh, but Tucker Carlson is the big bad guy. Southern Poverty Law Center put out a tweet that they are yet to delete, claiming that Jussie Smollett was attacked by people yelling, "This is MAGA country," in Trump hats. They have not yet retracted that. So, you know, maybe if these people were consistent, Dan, in their attacks and in their coverage, maybe we wouldn't be so offended by it. But it's clearly politicized. It's clearly one-sided. And, I mean, again, it's like if you just say you're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. So I'm a Democrat. So Media Matters, like, leave me alone. Actually, I kind of like you guys when you cover me, honestly. Timothy Johnson, you know, you're just great. The work you do over there at Media Matters, Timothy Johnson, is just amazing, dude. You're so above me, honestly. But wow. So, I mean, what do you make of it, though? It's reached hysterical levels, the hypocrisy of the left right now, Dan.
It's every day I think, okay, we got to be at the peak. No, I don't really think that because I know it's going to keep going. But you see something new and you say, this has got to be the craziest it's going to get. And, of course, it just keeps going and going. And these people, they never tire either. I mean, it's been years of this now since – essentially, I would say since, you know, Trump started running, really brought out the craziness. But it just keeps going every day. And, you know, you were just talking about the hypocrisy. And this is like, this is peak hypocrisy to me. I just found this earlier today. Someone else had posted it. I can't claim credit for it. But in, here it is. It's Jack from Twitter, Jack Dorsey. In February of 2013, he tweeted, "Every student in every school should have the opportunity to learn to code." That tweet is still up. So I reported Jack to about Jack to himself that he had been using Twitter hate speech. So, I mean, it's, the hypocrisy is incredible. They can use exactly the same language and not suffer the consequences if they decide that it's bad that we do it, but good when they do.
Well, don't forget, Tim Cook said that high schoolers need to learn to code, too. when he was speaking with President Trump at a business roundtable. So, I mean, you know, but it's ridiculous. Like, yeah, learn to code. I mean, it's a valuable skill. So it's like you can't even tell someone, hey, learn this valuable skill. You're about to be out of a job. Because, again, it's the left losing their minds because they're the ones losing their jobs.
I don't think, you know, I think another thing that's happened in the last few years is this with the new, you know, the new MAGA movement, the populist uprising, whatever you want to call it. The left wasn't used to people fighting back, at least with any capability, with the ability to actually inflict any damage. And in the last few years, I think they've really met their match in terms of, you know, every time we go back at them, every time Trump goes back at them, hits them back, you know, twice as hard kind of thing, they reveal how thin their skins are and they just can't handle it, and they get just even more mad, which I think is probably compounding their insanity, is that they realize that we get the best of them every time we go after them.
And every day they wake up, they want to see Trump removed from office, and every day they go to bed, he's still their president. So, Dan, you know, you are the lead singer, rhythm guitar for a band, The Halos, and you were listening yesterday where I had the bassist on from Filter. And I think that there was something I talked about, how the music industry has been so monopolized by corporations. And I said, basically, you know, the people that sign these record deals, they'll pass up on 100 beautiful, awesome, unique musicians for the one that they know they can control. So I know that you wanted to say something about that. So, Dan, was there something you wanted to talk about when it comes to the music industry?
Yeah, well, you know, I really found that to be such a fascinating interview with Mr. Kavanaugh from Filter. I thought his everything he was saying really rang true with me. I spent almost about a decade in Los Angeles in a band there and in the industry, and you know, eventually just got tired of it, and you know, some of us kind of moved on from that, and we kept doing it for a little while longer actually, and I just put out a new record about 2 years ago, and it was after I had started working at InfoWars, and when we put out records, I try to write like a blast to my own mailing list, personal people, you know, a couple hundred friends and family, and in them I just kind of updated people on what, you know, what we were all doing with our lives at that point, because everyone was on to new things, and I didn't say anything much about myself except that I was now a journalist and living in Europe, and as some of the people that I considered good friends looked up what I was doing, they hadn't heard from me in a while, and they looked up what I was doing and saw that I was writing for InfoWars and sent me just some of the nastiest emails, calling me a Nazi, you know, far-right extremist, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, it was amazing to see the turn. And that really illuminated for me, like, how much these people really, really hate you in that industry and the entertainment industry in general, if you're not in lockstep with them politically and with your own personal ideology. And once they realized that I wasn't and had just been kind of a crypto liberal under this, you know, behind the scenes as a musician, I just kind of kept my mouth shut about everything. Just never really, you know, debated any of these things with people and let them say whatever they wanted to. And then once I went out and did my own thing, I just started getting piles of hate from these people and pretty much don't have many friends left in the music industry at this point.
Well, and the thing about that is too, is like, look, there's smart people out there, and you learn quick when you get into certain industries that, you know, let's just say, not literally, but like, let's say you sell your soul a little bit, or you compromise on some of your values a little bit, but it's for money. And so you kind of justify, it's like, oh, well, this is what I have to do to be a success. So you kind of slowly but surely sacrifice your values a little bit more, and it chips away. And then at the end of it, you have none left. And so I think that that's unfortunately where a lot of Hollywood has ended up now. And it's why you see such derangement out of some of these Hollywood actors and some of these musicians and stuff, because they've just been selling out for so long because they justified it. It's like, as this is what I got to do to make a buck, and now they just have no values left. So it's really amazing. Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. Tell you what, Dan, if you want to stick around, we can take some phone calls on the other side. If you need to bounce, you can do that too. But we're going to take some more phone calls here on the Mueller probe. I'm still curious what people think is going to come from this. They're saying it's going to drop in March. We'll find out, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, this is such bullcrap on Twitter today. See, and here's the thing about Twitter. I think that Jack Dorsey is really hands-off. And most of the stuff that you see being pushed and everything is really probably done by the leftist activists that work there. So Twitter Moments puts this out, which Twitter Moments is like, you know, the biggest stories of the day, they claim. So Twitter Moments puts out, people are calling to fire Tucker Carlson after resurfacing of his past comments about women and child abuse. So this is total fake news on every level. A, people are not calling for Tucker Carlson to be fired, just radical leftists. And B, They're sitting here insinuating that he's like promoting child abuse or something here, and he's just making crude, cruel humor on a shock jock radio show. But again, it's like Ilhan Omar can say, you know, Jews are bad and Israel's brainwashing everybody, and they can take Israel off the map and then put it on the map in their office as Palestine. And it's just like, it just goes on and on. They all put on blackface. They use the N-word on their comedy segments. But like, oh, you know, Tucker Carlson's not allowed to do anything, and now everyone's calling for him to be fired. So, Dan, doesn't just, again, it's such BS. I mean, this is Twitter promoting leftist propaganda right here. I have it in my hands. And then Jack and his lawyers sit there like, well, we don't know about any bias. We have no idea. Oh.
I get the impression that I think you're right about maybe Jack might be more hands off, and it's the only name that we know to blame, like Zuckerberg. But watching that interview that he did with the chief legal officer at Twitter, I forget her name, Gaddy was the last name. She seemed to have much more of a handle on what was going on, and there were times when you kind of felt like Jack was just like a reflexive answer, but then he would look over to her to see what the actual accurate answer was. So you might be right. I mean, he's off on, you know, Buddhist retreats all the time, and I mean, how much of a grasp can you really have on things at this point?
I mean, I guess he kind of is like a committed Buddhist. I mean, he wears like the same black hoodie everywhere he goes, so I mean, whatever. But maybe that's the case, and he's hands off because, I mean, think about it. I mean, Antifa used Twitter to dox Tucker Carlson, and then they went to his house and got violent, and no Twitter moments about that. Oh, but Tucker Carlson was on a talk show 10 years ago with Bubba the Love Sponge, who, by the way, still says stuff like this on air almost daily, but that's not the story. So, I mean, I don't know if Jack understands what's really going on. I think Vijaya does. I think Jack is just kind of like, he's hip and, you know, he feels he's cool and he's hip and he's got all these opportunities now and, you know, leftist politicians dying with him and everything. But, Vijaya Gadde, same thing. She hangs out with Hillary Clinton and, you know, they all love Obama and everything. So who knows if they even see their own bias, quite frankly. But anybody who thinks getting advice from Hillary Clinton or anyone who thinks Hillary Clinton is inspirational, I guess if you want to murder leaders and laugh about it and cause the destabilization of nations, I guess it's funny. If you want to have Americans murdered to protect your corruption in Libya, I guess that's too. That's true, too. If you want to launder $83 million in the 2016 presidential election, yeah, then Hillary Clinton would be someone you want to be inspired by. If you want to rob Haiti of billions of dollars, yeah, Hillary Clinton is who you would look up to be inspired by. Yeah, I guess Vijaya Gadde is right. I guess Vijaya wants to rob Haiti, too, then, Dan.
Yeah, who knows? Interesting. She's actually a legal immigrant. This is one of the people that.
Yeah, she was born in India.
Yeah, Trump wants to bring into the country, and as if legal, and that's fine. If they work in the tech industry, that's fine. But these are the people that they don't have the same respect for free speech. And you know, a leftist from another country is gonna have, you know, just no concern for the First Amendment. So I mean, it's just interesting that she would come to the States and then, you know, feel like she has the right to take away other people's freedom to say what they please, including learn to code.
Right, which Jack tweeted out years ago. And again, I just wonder, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think that they're, because they're either liars or they really have no idea what the hell's going on. I mean, Vijaya Gadde is either a bold-faced liar or she can't even see her own bias. I mean, they sit there and they lay out the three reasons why they banned Alex, and it was all BS. The whole thing was BS. She's a lawyer. She knows what she's doing. She knows that she's the one that took Jones's comments out of context, but then it goes back to my original question. Who knows if either one of them was even really involved with the original ban of Alex Jones? I mean, obviously they were talking about it. Jack Dorsey did interviews about it, but my guess is there's these other little leftists running around actually running the show that are really pulling all of these strings, shadow banning conservatives, going through our DMs. They got caught by Project Veritas. So, I don't know. If Twitter wants to censor conservatives, just don't lie about it. That's my thing. Just admit you're doing it, you know?
Yeah, I would think it's a top-to-bottom thing for sure. I mean, anyone that's working there. I mean, you can't be a conservative and be in the music industry or even really a libertarian at this point, right-leaning at all. So I imagine you can't be the same at Twitter. But because it was so coordinated, I would think that there has to be some coordination at the top with, you know, with the CEO or with the, you know, just high-level officers in all of these companies because officials, I should say, in these companies because for them to coordinate everything, I don't think that's something that could happen, you know, at lower level or, you know, the people that are just like monitoring for unacceptable tweets or thought crimes. So I think there had to be something going on at the top levels. And, you know, and let's remember that Hillary Clinton, of course, called out Alex in a speech of hers. Wouldn't surprise me you have a little conversation between Hillary and Ms. Gaddy about, you know, about the problems that Alex Jones is causing for her campaign mm-hmm. and get him off the platform as soon as possible. I mean, nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. That was one that's right out there, too. It's like, yeah, of course Hillary Clinton would be trying to get Alex Jones off of Twitter. Of course she would be mentioning that when she talks with Vijaya Gadde. Of course she would. Wow. And so all the answers are right in front of us, but just makes me wonder if the lies from social media heads on Capitol Hill are ever going to be called to task. Sundar Pichai, Mark Zuckerberg, Sheryl Sandberg, who actually was just honest. She was like, yeah, we censor it. Yeah, we censor it. Yeah, we manipulate it. I mean, at least she was honest. So if she was smart enough to just be honest, that's, I think she's Facebook CEO, just like, yeah, we censor whatever we want. Yeah, we censor politically. Yeah, we do it. But the rest of them just lie about it. Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. Great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us today.
Cheers. Take care, Owen.
There goes Dan. And folks, we're able to have Dan as part of our crew here and doing the great work that he does over at Europe Wars. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. This was part of Alex's expansion plan. Unfortunately, with all the lawfare and all the censorship, our ability to expand has had to be ratcheted back here. But thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're able to get people like Dan to expand our platform here at InfoWars. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials going on right now. You heard the caller earlier talk about how Bodies has been game-changing for him. Bodies is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 98% five-star reviews. I mean, this is as good as a reviewed product as you can get, ladies and gentlemen. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, I'm a big fan of Bodies. We always have people calling in telling us how much they love Bodies. Had a caller calling in talking about how BrainForce Plus has been a game changer in their life. So we love it when you guys call in and tell us how the supplements have been for you. And it's always positive. So thank you so much for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm about to take a short break. In the short break, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and shop with the good guys. Fuel our engines, because if you shop at InfoWarsStore.com today, you are keeping InfoWars on air tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars.com/show is where you can always find us in the midst of the censorship. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls on The Alex Jones Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, so you've now got conspiracy theorists on the left saying that a recent appearance by Melania Trump was actually not Melania Trump, but a body double. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and act like that couldn't be the truth. It's just funny how they go with these conspiracy theories and, like, nobody blinks an eye. I mean, even Joy Behar and The View did a whole segment breaking it down. Is it actually Melania Trump? Is it not? That's fine. Of course, the story is, the Trumps are always in danger because of you guys inciting violence. So, yeah, if there's a body double for Melania Trump, it's because of people like Joy Behar on The View inciting violence against Donald Trump and his family. So, yeah, if Donald Trump and Melania want to have a body double for Melania because you guys are trying to incite domestic terror against her, then absolutely. But they won't cover that angle of the story, would they? You know, just almost 1,000 documented, many on tape accounts of Trump supporters being attacked by radical leftist terrorists, incited by people like Joy Behar on The View. So, if there's a body double for Melania, it's because y'all are trying to incite domestic terror against her. So, yeah, she might need a body double when you're sending out your street minions as, like, death squads against conservatives. So, yeah. You know, here's a no-brainer. Trump can save billions by ending Spanish translation program. So that whole thing that anytime you call any government bureaucracy, press two for Spanish, that's costing this country billions of dollars a year. Can you believe that? And all Trump would have to do is to nix that to save us billions of dollars a year. You could build the wall tomorrow. But that would not be politically correct. And he'd probably be racist for doing that, for wanting to save billions of dollars. I mean, we're an English-speaking country, but, you know, don't be a racist. In fact, he should add five other languages on there. In fact, I bet you that would probably happen before he gets money for the wall. They'll spend $10 billion to add three new languages before they build a wall. And one of them will be Latin, which is a dead language. Let's go out to the phone lines. Oh, by the way, real quick. Venezuela's having rolling blackouts, internet blackouts, for almost a week now. News is reporting that there's activity at a North Korean missile site. You know, who knows? You can't trust these people. They say weapons of mass destruction. They say babies in incubators. They say the Gulf of Tonkin. So, you know, these people in the media are just cold-blooded liars. So who really knows what's going on there? But let's go out to the phones here, and Owen Benjamin takes over in the next segment. I've got open lines, though. Anybody wants to call in? 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX. Wide open phone lines right now. Very rare here on the Alex Jones Show. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how you doing? So I guess your main question you want to answer, are they going to do anything about this Mueller probe, we're going to call the guy. No, they're not. No matter what they find, they're not going to do anything.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean. You mean nobody involved in it is going to have justice?
Nobody. Like, I'm, you know, sorry what happened to Roger Stone, but that was all a ploy just to really get people to speak up. He's being used just like anybody else.
I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
Well, I guess you could say I was the fourth, part of the fourth branch. Up until about 3 months ago, when I pretty much walked away. And there's so much more happening behind the scenes. You, Alex Jones, you guys come really close to getting a lot of it right. You are right on a lot of the stuff, but, you know, this whole investigation, things like that, Mueller is a puppet. That's all he is. He's having his strings pulled like anybody else.
Yeah, but at the same time, Joe, you also understand, I mean, he's also fighting for his life. I mean, he's involved in all this corruption, too. He's involved with the Epstein cover-up. So, I mean, at a certain level, he's also fighting for his life. I mean, they're all fighting for their political lives here and beyond.
Yeah. Because, honestly, I mean, if this thing actually opens up and they find, like, all these, you know, things that are wrong, you know, which we all see, and everybody's looking like, well, how come they haven't done anything yet? Because when you bring down that many people, there's so much more is going to follow. William Barr gets appointed to AG. Shocker. Wasn't shocked at all. Of course he did. Clinton crony, Bush crony. Of course he was going to get in there.
So do you think that's the swamp taking over Donald Trump or Donald Trump owning the swamp?
No, they're taking it over. You know, the swamp, is, you know, I've heard that term. That's what you want to call it, definitely. That's a good term. It stinks in there. it's a mess. It's so, the waters are so murky. You have no idea what's going on. All of this goes back right to after World War II. We obtained Nazi propaganda meeting, and Roosevelt saw the Nuremberg trials weren't really trials at all. It was just obtaining their information.
Prescott Bush got to walk with all probably the Nazi gold that he had with all his bank deals and the raw materials deals that he made with the Nazis, you know, the Operation Paperclip bringing the thousands of Nazi scientists over here. The EU is basically Hitler's dream. I mean, that was Hitler's goal. So now Merkel is basically running Hitler's EU nation out of Germany. The corruption is deep, you know. Yeah, and if Trump doesn't do anything about it, we're probably screwed, quite frankly. Thanks for the call, Joe. Let's go to Mickey calling in from Arkansas. Go ahead, Mickey.
Hey, Owen. How's it going today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I'm kind of at a loss, and I need your help. I usually try to motivate a lot of people to vote when it comes time for the election. And in 2018, the way the Democrats just stuffed all the ballots and brought in truckloads of ballots, a lot of my friends that I talk to, they're not even motivated to vote in 2020 anymore because they feel like it's hopeless. How do I re-motivate people to get excited about voting in 2020 when they just feel like it's useless because the Democrats are going to...
Well, I think, you know, that's not your job. And if an American can't be excited to vote, then that's on him. Trump should be motivating people to vote. The candidates should be motivating people to vote. But here's one. Let me give you this one, Mickey. You want to know how someone like Ilhan Omar gets into office? Because your friends don't vote.
That's what I tell everybody.
And you know who does vote? Muslims from the Middle East. That's who votes.
That's it.
So as soon as they can understand that, then maybe America can take its political system back. But we don't vote. Americans don't vote, folks. People in the Middle East aren't stupid. They know we don't vote. They come here and they outvote us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I don't know. Maybe that can help wake your friends up.
I'll give something a try, but I'm just so disgusted with everybody I talk to because they feel like it's hopeless. And I tell them, you still have to vote even if you feel like it's hopeless.
We got to do something. And, I mean, if you're not going to vote, then you're not doing anything. Thanks for the call, Mickey. Let's go now to Nick in Michigan. Go ahead, Nick.
Hello, Owen. How are you doing? Thank you for taking the phone call.
Yeah, doing good today. Go ahead, Nick.
I just wanted to mention that I'm on the Mueller topic or so.
I feel
there will be talking points there. If Trump comes out on stage, don't you feel that there will at least be a few talking points in there for the next election?
You know what? I'm sorry, Nick. We have real bad audio with you, and I just don't have enough time to sit here and try to fix it out. So let me just take one more quick call from Eden in Texas. Go ahead, Eden.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, go ahead. Loud and clear.
Hey, yeah, it's about deep state control of the all the three-letter agencies. There was a statement made by a high-level person. I'd have to look it up again. Right around the time of Herbert Hoover. Do you remember that? And he said that Congress nor the president runs the so-called three-letter agencies. But that's how I would differ with the last caller. But I still vote, and I buy all your products. They're really great. And I know that's how the best way and the only way now we can really support the movement. So thank you so much for taking my call, Owen.
All right, Eden, thanks for calling in. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to sign off here. Owen Benjamin is going to take over here and host the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Then I'm back in studio on the War Room. So, look, we had a bunch of people call in waiting on hold now. So I don't know if Owen Benjamin is going to take calls, but if you did want to get through on the InfoWars phone lines, I will be taking calls on the War Room today. And I've also got great guest Dale Begtree joining me to talk about the vaccine push. I can't believe they're pushing mandatory vaccines right now, folks. And you know, whether you like vaccines or not, that's authoritarian. That's tyranny. So I'm pro-choice when it comes to vaccines. The Democrats are only pro-choice when it comes to killing your kid. And then I'm gonna have a legal expert join me to talk about how this Manafort case is basically just a clown circus, totally politicized. It's sick. But Owen Benjamin takes over the Alex Jones Show now, folks. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com today to make sure InfoWars is on air tomorrow.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, the worst part...